Welcome. Your journey starts with improving every aspect of your life. Let's Talk Corelicious Leave Room for Dessert podcast is about discovering your true potential, overcoming your fears, and fighting life like the brave warrior that you are. Be sure to hit the like, comment, and follow button. Your host, Miss V, the Core of Life coach, has over 20 years of military and personal life experiences transforming lives from a caterpillar to a butterfly and bringing on the top influencers, successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and more who are rock stars in life, business, and relationships. On days when everything seems overwhelming, someone must remind you that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And with rain comes rainbows. What seems difficult to swallow today is exactly where you'll derive your strength from on the days to come. You are greater than your fears and braver than you seem. Miss V, the Core Life Coach, shares how the hurdles of today will build your tomorrow if you take the right road. Your brighter future demands that you can step up now and change the game for yourself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Get ready for another thrilling episode of the Let's Talk Corelicious Leave Room for Dessert podcast hosted by me, the one and only Miss B, the Core Life Coach. We are absolutely ecstatic to have all of you here tonight as we embark on an extraordinary journey with our esteemed guest, the visionary CEO of Done Right Promotions, James Lamont Dunn. But before we dive into episode 13, let's take a moment to introduce James and give you a glimpse into his awe-inspiring story. Hailing from the vibrant city of Roanoke, Virginia, USA, James has forged an unparalleled path to success across various industries, establishing him as an unstoppable force in the world of entertainment and beyond. With a multitude of prestigious awards under his belt, James stands as a true luminary in the entertainment industry as a distinguished heart of Hollywood brand ambassador. He showcases an unwavering dedication to his craft. He's captivated voices, has graced countless international animated projects, solidifying his status as a highly sought after voiceover artist. But James' talent extends far beyond the realm of voice acting. He has also made waves as an international fashion runway model, which that we know is iconic, captivating audience on renowned catwalks around the world. With his exceptional skills and magnetic charisma, he has earned esteemed titles such as Classic Mr. Wow 2021 in the Netherlands, and Mr. Global America Nation 2024. Additionally, he holds the prestigious crown of Mr. Fashion King GCE 2023-2024, cementing his position as a true fashion icon. Recognized for his exceptional leadership abilities, James has been honored with the esteemed LMA Leadership Award, highlighting his profound impact as a global leader and ambassador. He utilizes his platform to foster unity and inspire others with his work being internationally published and his image gracing billboards across the globe. James Lamont Dunn is an extraordinary individual with a diverse array of accomplishments and aspirations, from his triumphs in the entertainment and fashion industries to his leadership roles and upcoming business. He remains steadfast in his mission to leave an indelible mark on the world. We are truly privileged to have him as our special guest today, and we eagerly anticipate an enlightening conversation with him. So, without further ado, let us extend a warm welcome to James Lamont Dunn. Welcome, James.
How you doing, Valisha? Good evening. It's an honor being here with you tonight. And nice to meet everybody.
We are immensely grateful for your presence here tonight. We are eager to delve into your remarkable journey and the incredible work you are doing. So let's get started. How did your journey in the entertainment industry begin? And what inspired you to pursue a career in this captivating field?
Well, good question. I was with a union, professional boxing union, they were trying to start up. At the same time, I got nominated back in 2000 and in the 2019, and I got nominated as North Carolina chair. And then from there, again, in 2020, they nominated me as vice president of talent support. So I started recruiting. A lot of professional managers was reaching out to me, professional boxers. We were recruiting everybody. At the time, COVID hit. So when the time COVID hit, there was a lot of things going on. So what happened, I'm not going to say too much about, you know, the union, because it was a lot of bad things happened with it. We end up having it was a bad management. So, you know, I had kind of turned, you know, I had to drop down from the union because the owner, pretty much it would have been a good union to support the boxers and everything. But at the same time, the CEO wasn't a good, you know, CEO. And then coming in the boxing world, you know, professional boxing world, you know, I came up with Done Right Promotion, which I'm an upcoming boxing promoter. And I didn't want to give my, you know, brand a bad name. So I stepped back from it, you know. And everything. So, you know, entertainment, you know, I did a lot of, I was reached out, you know, Heart of Hollywood, you know, I got interviewed by Hollis Wilborn, Heart of Hollywood magazine, pretty much published through them. So I pretty much collaborated with them. But before Heart of Hollywood, it was Hoinser, Denisa Gakovi out in Albania. Okay. Reached out to me. She wanted to publish me and collaborate with me. And she got me with the Aesthetics International Times over in India, which that was my first publication. In the Aesthetics International Fashion Magazine and Fashion News. So I went on with that, and they pretty much market my brand and published it, you know, all through Europe. Pretty much my brand, Done Right Promotion, and pretty much my brand is a new brand in the sports management field and for the youth, but anybody can wear the brand. And pretty much, I'm about to, you know, I got an upcoming boxing promotions that I've been working on, and it's still in the making and stuff like that. You know, I'm continue, you know, doing that. But I've been focused on a lot with my, you know, right now going into the acting field, pretty much the modeling and, you know, I won an animated voiceover. You know, I was a animated voiceover for a film, international animated voiceover for a film out in London, which was directed by Zoe Simmons. And pretty much it was like, it won a couple film festivals and everything. And pretty much entertainment, you know, coming into entertainment, I just, you know, I always wanted to be into acting and, you know, modeling. Coming up, I was a model coming up as a little boy. I was in fashion. My mom was dressing me, you know, coming up and always dressed me in nice clothes and things like that. But, you know, I didn't take modeling serious coming up. You know, every time I get an offer with an agent and everything, I end up getting a, you know, good job or, you know, doing, you know, because I'm a jack of all trades. You know, I'm a skilled tradesman, you know, do a little bit of everything. But, you know, at the same time, I end up just taking a job, and I kind of been pushing the modeling away and away. But I know, God didn't want me to do that. You know, it was meant for me to be a model and everything. So, you know, at the same time, the entertainment, you know, doors opened up in the entertainment field. And I had people reach out to me, guy named Troy Edwards from supposed to been Universal reached out to me. He wanted me to be his A&R, interim as his A&R, and pretty much I've been on a couple podcasts in Atlanta, went on a podcast with him in Atlanta. A lot of things, man, that happened in the beginning, it kind of, you know, a lot of people don't keep their word on certain things coming into entertainment, you know. So a lot of times you just got to keep moving on and doing you, building your own thing and everything. Like, people can, you know, promise you things, and at the same time they can promise you things, but don't happen like it's supposed to happen. But I already know, you know, God do things for a certain, you know, reason. You gonna, you know, people gonna come in your life. People going to collaborate with you, and they're going to leave. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to stay, too, as well. So, you know, it's you take the good and you take the bad. Some people just come along from the start. And then, right. You know, you figure things out, you know, because, you know, coming in entertainment, you know, even with boxing, I learned as well, you got some dirty business behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? You got good and you got bad. And, you know, you got crooked people, you know what I'm saying? You got people that are bless you, but you learn, you know, as coming up, you know, when you're doing things coming up young and you don't know things, you know, you don't know nothing about certain things because you knew at it, but you learn by your mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I learned a couple little mistakes and errands, and I'd had people coach me, get in my ear with certain things, you know, and tell me certain things, you know what I'm saying, about certain things. And, you know, I learned, you know, God visioned me and come to me and tell me things too. I can, you know, I can see things before it happened as well. You know, I get these voices and I can feel when I'm around certain people and, you know, getting around certain people and coming around certain people, you know, I can feel things, you know. And then also, you know, coming in, I was introduced to Miss Geraldine Hughes, which she feeds the homeless Skid Row, and she's a gospel singer, real great lady, got a good heart. I'm her executive. You know, we got a film we supposed to be doing, Michael Jackson Redemption, about the molestation case, where she worked as a secretary for the attorney on the defensive side, that we've been working on to get out and everything. It's still, you know, it's still in the making. It's going to happen and everything. But, you know, like I said, I don't say more about it. nothing like that, but it's still in the making. It's about to happen and everything. But, you know, that's part of the entertainment as well, you know, as an executive. Yeah. But I can't wait till we get the, you know, the film going and all in works and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, I love the entertainment. You know, the entertainment field, you know, I like, you know, the act. I got some other opportunities coming open, some acting castings to go to and things for already booked already for 2024 and things. A lot of things I'm cautious with, though. You know, a lot of things I do, I make sacrifices with, but a lot of things I'm cautious with as well. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't want to get screwed up in no bad business and everything. Cause, you know, a lot of... Yeah, everything you know, everybody you work, everybody ain't good business.
Right. Let's look into a little bit, and let's go into being a heart of Hollywood brand ambassador. Is a truly prestigious role. Could you enlighten us on what this means to you and the profound impact you strive to make on the heart of Hollywood brand ambassador?
I mean, all I can say about Hollywood brand, but I ain't going to say much. Giovanni, you know, CEO of Hollis Wilborn and Sandy Rodriguez and Sandra and who else I got a name? Come on. Tammy Reese, and it's some more. You know, Rico, you know, No Suave. You know, Heart of Hollywood is a great team. You know, they stay true. You know, they've been true. They invited me to a bunch of stuff. I wasn't able to make it. And, you know, 2024, I'm going to be doing more stuff with them, you know, there with them. And present with them and everything. There's some stuff I wasn't able to, you know, come out to and, you know, do the working and, you know, things like that. You know, I'm over on the East Coast, but, you know, I didn't have really time to do and everything. But coming in 2024 is a lot more than I will be, you know, I'm going to be really doing with them and everything. That's a good team and that's a great family. You know what I'm saying? They loyal. You know, Giovanni, she's got a sweetheart. She's been loyal, and I've been loyal to them. And that's all I can say. They treat me right. I treat them right. And, you know, I love them and everything. They just a great team. You know what I'm saying? They've been loyal. You know, they've been truly loyal. You know, I've got a lot of people been loyal to me. But, you know, I could say they you know, they gave me a great eye opener, and, you know, they've been sticking by me. I stick by them, and, you know what I'm saying? Just put it like this, man. They're just a great team, and I'm glad to be, you know, a part of with them and, you know, doing things with them and doing more things with them and everything. Yeah, they just great, you know, great people, got great heart.
Awesome. What about as a voice actor, could you share some of the most unforgettable moments or projects you've had the pleasure of working on?
Voiceover acting. That was my first voiceover I'd done. It was pretty interesting. Got a call from Andre, and Andre was my, you know, he the one, you know, I signed on with Sarah Star Holdings, Marlon over in the Netherlands. Back in 2000, it's around like 2021, around that end of that time when I won, you know, Best Model of the Year, Flame International Art Fashion London. Andre, he was my modeling coach and everything over there. I didn't really get to meet him, you know, too much, but we done a lot of Zoom online coaching and things like that, and pretty much, you know, he helped me out with some stuff, plugged me into a lot of stuff. You know, he's great friends with Sarah Star, and they pretty much invite me over to cons Cannes Film Festival after I won Wild Pages and everything. But, you know, he pretty much put me on to that. And Zoe, she the director. I pretty much thanked him. And, you know what I'm saying, me and him went over some things, and he showed me some little stuff about voiceover and things like that. And he said, man, I'd like for you to do a part in this voiceover. And, you know, I said, yeah, let me try it out. And, you know, I went over a couple things, and they like my, you know, they like my voice and how, you know, how everything turned out and everything. So that's, you know, I ended up getting a part doing the voiceover in the little horror film they had, Mason, McQuay, the third freak show. And it turned out to be, we won some awards for that, you know, film festival for that, you know what I'm saying? But it was international. It was filmed in UK and everything. So, you know, it was a great experience. You know, it was a big experience, you know, for me, you know, coming from nothing, you know, coming from, you know, United States, you know, and I could say it was amazing.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward, you know, I'm looking forward to do more voiceovers. You know, I've been talking to some people. They want me to do some more, you know, voiceovers and things like that, you know. But, you know, I'm looking forward to do more voiceovers. And, you know, it was a great experience, you know, doing it. And, I do a lot more.
All right. So I'm going to switch gears. When is the esteemed title of classic Mr. Wow 2021 in the Netherlands? Must have been an extraordinary achievement. How did it feel to receive such a remarkable recognition?
Wow, it was right there. That was pretty big. It was my first time actually doing pageant and, you know, male pageant. And, you know, it's pretty big for, you know, a guy coming from the United States. You know, I went against other countries. You know, I was the only one from the United States other than Queen. She's European, but she's in America too. She was born in America, or, you know, moved here. But at the same time, you're talking about, you know, history.
Yeah.
You know, African American. You know, I went against other countries and stuff like that. You know, and I won. You know, I thought I almost wasn't gonna win. You know, and
yeah.
I kind of got a little bit nervous and butterflies, but I surely did, you know, won it. And, you know, it was pretty, you know, saying pretty awesome. And then Rashawn, you know, the CEO, Rashane Jane, it was great honor from her. You know, she's pretty much big in the Bollywood world, which I'm in. You know, the film I done over in UK, you know, Bollywood, you know, she's a director, actor, pageant winner, model as well, you know. She's real sweet. You know, I was featured in WOW, her, you know, front cover ambassador, WOW magazine too, international. In a couple, you know, I was, you know, been in a couple of them as well. It was different, and it was a great feeling. You know, it was something, you know, I never done, and I won it, you know, first time, you know, competition, winning first pageant, you know, and it was over in Netherlands, you know, you know, it was in another country, international, you know, it was big. That's all I can say, it was big. I can say it's history, you know, pretty much history.
Awesome. Balancing multiple roles and responsibilities as a multi-award winner can undoubtedly be challenging. How do you effectively manage your time and prioritize your commitment?
Yeah, because at the time right now, soon I ain't going to be, you know, I'm going to be full time, you know, modeling and pretty much acting and things like that. But, you know, at the moment too, you know, I still work a regular job 9 to 5 and, you know, pretty much make ends meet, you know, make sacrifices and stuff like that, investments and things like that. And I mean, pretty much you can get stressful sometimes, it can get, you know, but at the same time I deal with it, you know. it's pretty much, I done got comfortable, you know, I'm comfortable with everything. It's a hobby, you know, it's like a hobby, you know, it comes natural.
Okay.
You know, it's a natural hobby that I master, and, you know, pretty much I learned, you know, from the beginning, it didn't feel like that, it wasn't like that, but at the same time, now, you know, it was a lot of pressure and everything, but at the same time, I can work it in my, you know, I work, sometimes I'm at work, you know, I multitask. I'm great at multitasking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I get the moment, you know, I can multicast, you know, or when I get off of work, you know, I'm dedicated with my, you know, promoting and marketing and things like that. So I'm always finding time, you know, squeezing my marketing, promoting in and, you know, getting things out there, you know what I'm saying, in the media mm-hmm. and things like that, you know, or if I can't make it during, you know, the work day, you know, as soon as I get off, I'm getting it out there, but you know, I'm the pressure, you know what I'm saying? I deal with the pressure, you know, okay. So, you know, it's something I learned to deal with and everything. It's pretty smooth, you know, I love it.
Okay. In your opinion, what qualities are essential for a successful leader and how do you embody these qualities in your work?
Qualities in my work as a leader?
Successful leader, and how you embody these qualities in what you do.
As a successful leader, I love being a leader, you know, especially for, you know, leading, you know, our next generation and, you mm-hmm. know, the kids come, you know, our children is our next generation. Those are the ones we want to teach, you know, because the world we're living in right now is a, you know, we're living in a world, you know, a lot of things going on and we're going through a lot of war, which, you know, say, pray for our world and pray for these countries mm-hmm. and things like that, which we shouldn't be, you know, doing these evil things or whatever. But at the same time, our children is our next generation. And beauty with inspiration and, you know, things like that. You know, I'm big, you know, with the lead with nonprofit charity and, you know, homeless and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm big into,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a representative. I represent a lot of things with charity and, you know, nonprofit and, you know, things. But like I say, man, all I can say, man, our children is our next. And, you know, they're looking up to us and, you know, as being legends and icons. And we mm-hmm. got to leave a legacy for the next generation. You know, we got to leave a great legacy. You know, we got to leave something good for them. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. What advice would you give to aspiring runway models who are eager to make their mark in the dynamic world of fashion?
What mark I give them? Well, what advice I give them is, you know, show up. Show up on time. It's a job. Go to your casting. Be there on time. Give a good impression. Make sure you drink a lot of water. 2 weeks starting 2 weeks before, if you do make a cast, you go to a fashion show. You know, you get through the cast and you get to the fashion show, whatever. Drink water. 2 weeks before the show, you know, you want your skin to be clean, you know, clear skin, pretty, you know, things mm-hmm. like that, you know, shave real good for the men and, you know, things like that. And, you know, when you're getting ready for, you know, when you're getting ready for casting and things, to you work, you know, make sure you're wearing your all black.
Mm-hmm.
Put some all black underwear on too, though, because all black underwear is pretty much good underneath your black, just in case, you know, your shirt or something comes up and, you know, if you got something colorful or white, they can see it. So, you know, like, try to put on, make all black and, you know, make a good impression, appearance, be clean, be neat, stand out, be, you know, well motivated, don't be nervous. It's your runway, you know what I'm saying? It's your spotlight. So shine.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What motivated you to establish Done Right Promotions, and what are your aspirations for the company?
Done Right Promotions, I figure, you know, after the boxing union, pretty much, you know, it fully didn't work out, you know, because it was a professional union. You know, everybody on the union was pro, you know, professional and been in the boxing world and things like that. But at the same time, I figure I'm gonna just continue, you know, boxing, you know, boxing promotion. So I figure I'll, you know, I do my, you know, boxing. Really, Done Right Promotion is my brand and my clothing line. My boxing promotions is pretty much is going to be different. But Done Right mm-hmm. Promotions is going with the boxing promotion, and that's my brand. You know, I named it Done Right Promotions because at the same time, I'm going to add some more to the promotions. Like when, you know, you're dealing with a fight card or event or something like that, you bring entertainment in with the event. So I really, you know, I figure I just, you know, do promotion as well. But at the same time, to be as a box, the boxing promotion, do the boxing promotion is different. Done Right Promotions would be, you know, it's more, you know, my clothing line, pretty much the clothing, my brand, and pretty much with the entertainment, you know, I put on, you know, with the, you know, fight cards or whatever. But mm-hmm. the boxing, as a promoter, is going to be different, you know. Okay. But at the same time, with the fashion, I'm about to have some fashion, you know, fashion brand coming out as well that I'm working on now as well. Yeah, like a fashion design, like not clothing wear. I'm coming out with some fashion, you know, with some fashion T-shirts. I got a fashion brand going to be coming, you know, going to, me and a guy, you know, is in the works. We talking to, you know, he worked with, you know, a lot of celebrities with the brands. And, you know, I've seen a bunch of celebrity fashion tees and paint, you know, sweats and things like that. So, you know, I'm going to put something together, you know, here soon. And, you know, right, you know, I'm being cautious with a lot of things, too. I don't want to overwhelm myself and work myself. You know, I want to keep my mind clear. You know, like I said, I want to get it done, you know, done right, done right promotions and stuff like that. You know, it's like we're going to get it done right. We're going to do things right. Because, you know, one thing, too, when you coming into, like, a lot of boxing, there was a lot of negative stuff, too, like with a lot of managers and promoters. They don't pay, you know, pay the boxers right, or they was pimping them and things like that. I want to make sure things getting done right.
Absolutely. Could you share some invaluable lessons you have learned throughout your journey in the entertainment and fashion industry?
Value lessons? Lessons pretty much, be cautious on certain things. You know, a lot of things. I mean, everything ain't good.
Okay.
All business ain't good business. Like I said at the beginning, you got bad business, you got good business, and you got some people in the business for, you know, out to, you know, they just out for them. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of that goes on in entertainment. It went on in the past in entertainment with a lot of singers and things like that, you know, but they didn't know, you know, in them times, you know, the managers didn't tell them or whatever, you know. It's like they got pimped. The managers and stuff was getting most of the money, and, you know what I'm saying, they didn't, you know, maybe copyright trademark their brands and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you just gotta outsmart, you know, you gotta one thing you gotta do, you need to know your marketing. Pretty much you gotta know the law,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to know things like that, you know, because this is serious. You know, pretty much you putting your life, this is your life. You know what I'm saying? You're putting your life, it's like you're putting your life on, you took the oath, you're putting your life online, and you pretty much invested. You know, you like, and one thing too, watch your contracts you sign too. If you get contracts, mm-hmm. make sure you got an attorney look over your contracts and stuff like that. Because one thing too, you could be signing your life away.
Absolutely.
You don't look at contracts just. You don't look at contracts just because the numbers, and that's what a fool a lot of people too when they look at contracts for numbers and things like that. You know, you got to just like I said, man. That word cautious, man. You got to be cautious on certain things.
Awesome. Throughout your illustrious career, what has been the most challenging obstacle that you have encountered, and how did you overcome it?
Out of my career in entertainment or what, anything? Which you
anything.
Made.
Just anything.
Anything in my life? Anything yep. I challenged in my life?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, yeah, I've been challenged. I've been street, you know, I've been challenged the streets, you know, being homeless and everything. You know, I've been homeless for a little bit, not for a long time, but, you know, I know what it's like, you know. It wasn't my reason, you know, but sometimes we all go through certain things, you know what I'm saying? Life mm-hmm. makes you stronger and wiser and, you know, make you a better person and
right.
wakes you up and everything. But it was challenging, but, you know what I'm saying, you learn. It makes you strong and everything.
What about your illustrious career? How were there any challenges that you've faced? I mean, you have a pretty extensive resume. Are there any obstacles now or... And if it is,
now, I like that question right there about obstacles. You know, that's obstacles. That's the number one question right there, obstacles. Yeah. It's still we go through challenges. I'm sure everybody, that's life. Life is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a challenge, and life is an obstacle. No matter how big you are, no matter what level you on, you're mm-hmm. still going to go through challenges and obstacles. You know, the devil going to try you. When you walk outside that house or whatever, the devil going to try you every day. We go to obstacle challenges every day, no matter what. No matter what field you in, entertainment, what 9-to-5, technical careers, trade, skilled mm-hmm. trades, nursing, whatever you do. It's always a challenge out there, obstacle. It's always mm-hmm. some pressure, you know. You got, you know, something you're gonna face.
Yeah.
But if it ain't a challenge, I'm gonna tell you one thing though. What good it is if it ain't no challenge. You need a challenge.
Yeah.
A challenge ain't gonna do nothing but make you better. An obstacle ain't going to do nothing but make you better, stronger.
Absolutely. Being recognized. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Being recognized as an internationally published artist is an extraordinary accomplishment. What aspect do you enjoy the most about having worked on a global scale? So basically, you're internationally published in magazines, and you enjoy most having this recognition. Tell us about that. How does that make you feel being internationally published? That's an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, basically, it's all I can say. It's amazing. I mean, I can't, you know, I can't ask for no more, but thank God. All I can say, man, thank the man upstairs, and, you know, it's just, you know, like I'm saying, internationally published and on a scale, you're not better than nobody, you're not bigger than nobody, you who you are, but at the same time, it's about leadership. It is about world leadership. And I love it, you know, because, you know, I like being a leader.
Okay.
And I love being published. I started off, I was like, man, I've been published so many times. I got magazines hitting me up left to right. Some of them I didn't do, or some of them I maybe refused. But the magazines, it come natural. I been published so much, it's natural. You know, writing bios. I love writing the bios and just talking about, you know, your life and your accomplishments and things like that, and taking pictures and, you know, posting a picture, and you're seeing your picture there and your bio, and people can read. It makes you feel good, you know, people can read your story, and, you know, it just makes you feel proud of yourself. You know, people, they see the great achievements and awards you was awarded as a, you know, leader, and they look up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it catches them. You know what I'm saying? They like reading. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, read about and look up to, especially if you're going to be a leader.
Absolutely. Your captivating image graces billboards worldwide. Can you share some of the most memorable moments or highlights from these international appearances?
Well, I was on New York Times Square billboard a few years ago. I appeared. That was amazing too, you know. I peered over there to see yourself on a big screen billboard, and other people can see you and things like that. And then, you know, I won the LMA International Leadership Award.
Mm-hmm.
I was international top 20 men LMA. We was placed on billboards in Nigeria and Africa. And then I got a billboard coming. I should be on soon and things like that. And I'm working on something else. But other than that, like I said, man, it's amazing. I can't say no more, but it's amazing, you know. You know, it's amazing to see yourself, you know, from, you know, where you started at. You know, it ain't the end. You know, we still, no matter if you're on the top or, you know, what level, if you already level, you climb, we still got to climb. You know, this is never ending.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we ain't no stopping. We still, it's level.
Absolutely.
Even if you had a big, even if you had a level and you reached the level, even if you're award winner, multi-award winner, we still got level.
Absolutely. Looking ahead, what are some of the goals and aspirations you hold as a global leader in your industry?
Hey, repeat that again.
What are some of the goals and aspirations you hold as a global leader in your industry?
Aspirations I hold as a global leader in my industry.
Yeah.
I got leadership awards. You know, I won some leadership awards, and, you know, I got some titles. I got Mr. Global American Nation, representing Mr. America Nation. Charity, nonprofit. We doing something different than, you know, a lot of pageants, they go for beauty and things
uh-huh.
like that, and fashion. We pretty much doing beauty, fashion, but we pretty much helping our community as well.
Uh-huh.
Charity, homeless, and, you know, we do charity, homeless, and things like that. You know, we pretty much doing, you know, most, like I said, most pageants, they just go for beauty, And like I said, they go for beauty and fashion. We just add more to it, you know.
Awesome. But you're remarkable. You have a question?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
With your remarkable achievements, how do you remain grounded and humble amidst your resounding success? Because you're really doing amazing. So how do you remain humble and grounded with your success?
Well, you know, I'm a patient, humble guy naturally. You know, that didn't happen overnight. You know, I learned patience coming up. You know, as like I said, going through challenges and obstacles, you know, I taught myself patience and stuff. And then the Lord, you know, we talk to the Lord, you know, so I'm real spiritual. And Lord guide you through things. You know, some people, it might take them some years, and, you know, some it might not. You know, we grow out of things, you know. A person might not grow out of something right away. Don't mean they're going to grow out of it. Maybe next year, they might grow out in maybe a couple months and things like that. But pretty much, I'm humble already. I stay to myself, you know. I stay in my lane, you know. I'm a people's person. I like going, you know, going to events. You know, I'm cautious. I watch my surroundings, and you know, I'm real observant. And things like that. So, you know, I'm just a humble guy, you know, and I'm just humble. That's just me. I just stay humble. I know how to ground myself, you know, and then in all my achievements, you know, I just stay humble with my achievements and just keep pushing forward, you know. And just put, you know, I keep God, you know, just keep God beside me and with me, you know, and, you know, everything will be all right. I just stay, you know, consistent.
Awesome.
Stay consistent. Yeah, just stay consistent. Yep. Don't give up, no matter what. You know, everything. It's not going to be easy. And I tell people, it's not going to be easy and everything. But you know, stay consistent at your craft and whatever your talent. And just make the best of it. You're gonna have people doubting you. You're gonna have people cheering for you. But at the same time, you just gotta just keep pushing. No matter what, you're gonna fall. You're gonna get back up. You know what I'm saying? You might not come in first place. You know what I'm saying? But you know, just keep. You might not come in first place that year, but you know, the next year you might come in first place. So you know, you just gotta. You keep pushing. You know. Keep your head to the sky and just don't give up. That's all. Just stay motivated. Just stay dedicated to your craft or whatever you know and just keep moving.
With a demanding schedule, how do you maintain a healthy work-life balance and prioritize self-care?
That's a good question right there because I do keep, you know, I barely get sick. You know, I don't get sick. I mean, if I used to get like a little cold once a year, but it lasts for 2 days. My body fights it off, little sniffles, little allergies. But at the same time, I ain't been sick. I don't get sick. And I ain't had COVID. I thank God for all that. You know, I ain't perfect. Well, I, you know, every once in a while I might balance. I used to slip up, eat a little fast food here and there, but I know how to balance it. And things like that, you know, but, you know, I work out, you know, stay fit, you know, try to, you know, keep myself healthy and everything, you know, mm-hmm. You know, keep yourself clean, bacteria, you know, stay away from bacteria and, you know what I'm saying, things like that. So, you know, I just take care of myself good. You know, I'm fortunate, you know, blessed to, you know, my immune system being good. I don't get sick, you know. I just don't get sick. If I do get sick, it's something small.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So let me ask you a question. If let me see how I'm going to say this. I always ask questions like this. What are three words to describe you and why?
Three words to describe me?
Yep. And why?
I'm spiritual, a man of God. Humble.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, I try to stay, you know, I stay to myself. Really want to stay to myself because you got a lot of people, you know, you got people with mental health issues. We all got mental health issues, really. You know, like if a person tick a person the wrong way, you never know when the mental health come out or whatever. Everybody is born with a mental health, even if you don't see it. So at the same time, you know, I try to avoid a lot of negative things, you know, especially if, you know, your past and things like that. Try to, you know, go the other way if you see, you know, something that's not right, even in a relationship or something. You just tune, you know, you go the other way. And especially, you know, you're doing good in life, you want to do good, and you don't want to be get cues and mixed up in certain things or end up in jail. You know, you just got, you know, you go the other route. So, you know, at the same time, man, I stay to myself and, you know, I choose my company, the people I'm around. I pretty much observe people, you know what I'm saying? They got issues or got, you know, trouble with them, you know what I'm saying? I might, you know, talk to them and pray for them and everything, but at the same time, man, you just go the other way, remove yourself and everything. So, you know, I'm laid back, you know. I like bowling. I like playing pool. You know, traveling, movies, hiking. You know, I play sports. You know, I play baseball, football, track. You know, coming through school. Play a couple semi-pro teams, football, and everything. So you know, at the same time, you know, I got one son. You know. At the same time, I'm just me. I'm just that guy just in my zone and focus.
I love it. And then we do
go to work. I'm that guy that go to work, do my job, get off of work, go home, you know, go to the gym, and just stay. You know, I stay put.
All right. We're getting close to ending the interview, James. How can the listeners get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me, Facebook, James Dunn, Instagram, all lowercase, James L. L was for Lamont, my middle name. It's James L. Dunn, 78, the year of my birthday. James L. Dunn, 78, @gmail.com. Also, I'm Google verified, so you put in James Lamont Dunn with two N's on Google, you will see a lot of my social media pages pop up from Twitter. Well, Twitter changed their name from Twitter to Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Yeah, you'll see things pop up from there too as well. But mainly, you know, Facebook and Instagram. Facebook James Dunn, Instagram James L Dunn 78.
Well, awesome. James, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Delicious, Leave Room for Dessert podcast. It was very insightful and we truly appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate you for having me. Like I said, it's an honor, big honor, you know, and everything, you know, for you to take time out, you know, and, you know, interview and, you know, everything, you know, it's a big honor.
Thank you. And remember the power to make a different life within each and every one of us. Let's continue to spread positivity, embrace diversity, and strive for a better tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in. Keep making a difference. Goodbye for now.
Let's Talk Corelicious Leave Room for Dessert podcast with Miss V. The Core Life Coach will give you the tools to build resilience and activate the leader within and identify what truly matters in your life. Some years down the line, you'll look back and smile at how you thought you might not get through it. That's when you'll be proud of yourself for prioritizing your well-being and personal growth. You are the rock star that your family and kids look up to for light. Let's help you grow and evolve with Let's Talk Corelicious Leave Room for Dessert podcast with Miss V, the Core Life Coach, an unparalleled opportunity to truly live up to your fullest potential and find comfort in your own skin.